Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is in his first year coaching Junior A. A hockey player after playing 9 seasons in the NHL. Joining us now is the head coach of Central Canada Hockey League's Brockville Badgers, Randy Jones. Randy, it's going to be great catching up with you again. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Gino. I appreciate it.
Just to give our audience a bit of background, after you played NCAA Division I with Clarkson, you played 365 games in the NHL with the Flyers, Kings, Tampa, Winnipeg. How did it, this is where it all began for you. It began in the OJHL years and years and years ago, playing Junior A hockey. How did it come full circle to this?
Well, this is obviously when I left home back when I was 16. I came to this league and I was fortunate enough to play in Coburg there for a few years and then move on to Clarkson and then was able to sign in pro after that. And after hockey, when I was done, sometimes your kind of arms are up in the air a little bit on what you want to do in your next chapter in your life. I felt coaching was an opportunity, that I wanted to experience. And so I did that back at home there for a few years. I was aware of Dustin Traylon, who's our owner here in Brockville. I went to school with him for a year at Clarkson. And so I touched base with him. We got in contact. And sure enough, things fell into place. And here I am. And it's an opportunity that I'm truly enjoying, getting to work with Dusty again and having this opportunity to work in this league and developing young players and trying to help them move on and live in their dream as well.
You mentioned the fact that you played for Coburg. You spent 3 years, I guess, playing for them before you went on to Clarkson. What can you take from that experience as a kid? Can you still remember enough about that time that you can kind of relate to the kids that you're coaching now and say, listen, here's what you can do with an opportunity here playing in this league?
Oh, absolutely. I still have a lot of fond memories from Coburg, from my billets to some of my teammates. From the coaches that I have, I know Brian Drum, great individual, great person, great coach. And there's a lot that you can take away. There's a lot of experience, not only in hockey, but in life itself. And a lot of these guys are living away from home, living in a billet of family. So you get to take on some responsibility here and kind of grow up a little bit, and work through that situation. And so there's a lot you can take from it. Just for the experience of being away from home and playing with some great competition. Like I said, it's a lot of fun. Some of the best years of your life, and our boys are enjoying it right now.
And now you get a chance to kind of help these guys and egg them along in their careers, whether it's to go the education route or the college route or whether it's to go potentially on to pro. You were an assistant with Team East at last month's CJHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton. What was that experience like for you?
No, it was fantastic. And like I mentioned, I'm still new at this coaching this coaching thing. And so it's anytime I'll have the opportunity to learn and to visualize and get hands-on information and everything else from situations like that. I'm very eager to do it. I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to do it. And like I said, it was a lot of fun. It's a game of hockey. It's the best sport in the world. And be able to be a part of it for this long, it's been a true joy.
What a transition, though, from your days playing in the league to now, because now there are 200 scouts representing all 31 NHL teams, as well as the NCAA, U Sports, the CHL. We're all there at the CJHL Top Prospects game. What's it mean to you to see the league, the loop, Junior A hockey in this country come as far as it has over this time?
It's pretty remarkable, if you want to know the truth. I think the recognition that the boys get now compared to 20 years ago when I played, has changed so much. And just like you described, having all these scouts, whether it's universities, maybe junior or pro scouts, all the above, I think the recognition from the boys that are getting now and the opportunity that they're able to build off of and is remarkable in comparison to what it was 20 years ago.
you had to pack up and move an awful lot between Clarkson, Coburg, then seven pro teams between the NHL and AHL as well. You moved a lot. Do you warn the kids and say, guys, you sure you want to do this? Because you could be moving at any time.
You know what? It's part of it. And going into it, you're aware of all that. But you have to also sit back and realize you're playing hockey for a living. And there's nothing better opportunity to do than to truly be able to go to work and doing what you actually love to do and truly love to do. And so even though that there may be some obstacles and some hurdles along the way, in the end, you keep your nose to the grind, you keep your head on straight, good things will come. And it was a good experience that I've been able to go through and definitely try and share some of those experiences with the guys as well.
Well, Randy, it's great to hear that things are going so well for you. Congratulations on this, and enjoy it. This is just another phase of your life you can have fun with.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, things are great, and having lots of fun with it, which is really important.
That was Brockville Braves head coach and former NHL D-man Randy Jones, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.